Pasuk that we don't always focus on it, but like to tell that doshim to you. But a few psukim into the parsha, three psukim into the parsha, we have an interesting pasuk. It's a lav of avodah zarah, and the pasuk reads, "Al tifnu el ha elilin, de'lohem asecha lo sasu lachem, ani Hashem elokeichem." It's actually the fourth pasuk of the parsha. Al tifnu el ha elilin. What does it mean? Rashi says le'avdam, but Rashi didn't explain what al-tifnu means. Al-tifnu le'avdam. So this is a Gemara later in Shabbos, actually, that makes reference to this as well. But let me read you from the Rambam in the Sefer Mitzvot and also in the Hilchos Avodah Zarah in the Yad. The Rambam has in Mitzvot Lo Sa'aseh Vav, Shezironu mi'avod Avodah Zarah fil bezulas harba minim hakodnim. The Rambam goes on, he says, the person who worships Avodah Zarah in any way which is the norm for that Avodah Zarah, that's an Isra Avodah Zarah. Second. Find where he specifically mentions this lab. Let me read you from the Yad better. I'm not sure. Let me look in the Yad. Perig. Beis halacha beis halachas avodah zara. Sfarim rabim chibru avodah avodah zara b'avodasa. There are many books about how avodah zara is done, and its norms, its the way it was done, and how people worshipped it. And Hashem commanded us shelo likros b'osn asfarim klal. Don't read about it. Don't flirt with it intellectually. V'lo nehareba. We know the inyan of hira avodah zarah. Don't think about it. V'lo bedorim nedbar. Don't get yourself occupied with inyan of avodah zarah. And he continues and says, "Afilu estakel b'dmus hatzur." This is what the Gemara has later in Shabbos, Kuf Mem Tes. Even look at an image on a coin, let's say, aser. Al tifnu el ha'alilim. The inyan hazenemar, kin hazenemar, ufentidro shleil ulheyem leimor echa yavdu. That's what the Rambam quotes here in Mitzvah Vav here as well. Don't be doresh. Don't ask about it. Don't flirt with it. Don't try to find out. You know, in the world we live in today, we value very much inquiry, self-inquiry, trying to be curious about whatever it might be. That's intellectual openness. According to the Torah, there are things that we should not be intellectually open with. And that's the example here of Tifnu. Tifnu is a lesson of flirting with something. We're not talking about Avodah Zarah itself. We're talking about being doresh and thinking about it and trying to learn about it. It's interesting. So the Chinuch as well elaborates here in Mitzvah Reishit Gimel. As the heading is Shlolifnos Acha Avodah Zarah B'machshava V'lo V'dibor V'lo B'habata. He explains Shlolifnos Acha Avodah Zarah B'machshava V'dibor V'lo Afil V'ri'il Levad. So it's like a siyag b'doraisa. The Torah created a siyag for avodah zarah that not lead you to worship it. Now I want to mention an interesting svara, an interesting idea I saw in the Sefer Panini Das, Rabbi Elia Meir Bloch from Telz. Rashi comments also here that, as the Chinuch already says, from this it will lead you to do avodah zarah itself. What is a pshat? He says that a person has a natural instinct, the way we're born, is to believe in something. It's not like you can either believe, but there are people who just don't believe. We all believe. We all have a natural instinct to put our faith in something. The question is, what do we put our faith in? Therefore, a person who has a natural feeling for HaKadosh Baruch Hu and channels it there, so that's where the emunah gets directed. But if a person begins to get involved with other types of heretical ideologies, Avodah Zarah, of course, being the symbol here, so then, to a certain extent, the emunah can shift from being in an emunah in the direction of HaKadosh Baruch Hu towards something else. That's how he explains. And he explains, based on this, the Gemara in Kedushin, Chamur Avodah Zarah, Shekoa Kofer Ba Kimode Bachor Torah Kula. If a person denies Avodah Zarah, it's like they acknowledge and embrace the whole Torah. What's the pshat? How does rejecting avodah zara lead a person to embrace Torah, to embrace Hashem. Okay, you can reject avodah zara, you can reject Torah as well. No, because there's a koach of emunah, and if there's an emunah in the wrong thing, then that's what you latch on to. Then that's going to be usually exclusive with having emunah on HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But a person is able to say no to avodah zara and not allow themselves to begin to believe in it or think about it, so then there's place for the emunah to express itself in Torah. I want to give you a mashal just in the minute that I have left. We talk about Pesach being Zman Cheruseinu, but the irony, of course, is the following, because the same Cherus that we discuss on Pesach as being free is also defined in another sense as an Abdus. We know that Yitzis Mitzrayim defines us as Avdei Hashem. The pasuk says, when Paro comes, when Moshe comes to Paro and makes a demand, shalach es ami, he adds v'yavduli. What does it mean? And we all Chazal already tell us, ein lecha ben chor mishosek b'Torah. The sense that a person can really be free in the ultimate sense is really a misnomer. If you're not going to surrender and feel a sense of abdus to something that you're aware of and consciously surrender to, then you'll be an evidence some way or another. Anyway, we have all kinds of forces that weigh on us, that limit our freedom, whether we know it, whether we are aware of it, we're not aware of it. It's a metzius in the world. We have all kinds of desires, we have all kinds of fears, and in that sense, we're not really free. So what is freedom? Ultimately, the freedom is to direct the feeling of being a disciplined person and being tied down and being meshubed to a system that we can recognize as the system that we see as true. And therefore the cherus, it is a cherus. It's a cherus from all those other yokes and all those other kinds of shibudim that would otherwise fill in the vacuum and fill in the void. And the cherus, therefore, of Chag HaMatzos and Pesach and Torah mitzvahs is indeed a cherus, but at the same time it's an abdus, because it just channels that sense of abdus to direct it to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Okay, good Shabbos, everybody.